Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I just had a horrible problem. Probably horrible, but also maybe fun idea to try to gaslight Sal by asking him all the same stuff that we asked him on Tuesday and see if he notices. The only problem is that I am not really. I remember you asked him about Ryan Nielsen,
yep.
The D-line coach or assistant D-line, whatever. At the end of that appearance, that's the only thing I remember specifically. But if I could recall everything, maybe one of these times, Sal, I'll go back on the Odyssey app and re-listen to one of our segments and like write down the questions that I asked and ask them all word for word again to see if you notice.
I don't know if I would. Because
I know.
I'm on in the morning, and then the 10 to 12 spot, I'll go on with those guys, and then I'm back on with you in the afternoon, and I'm used to answering the same questions anyway a lot of time.
I know.
So I don't think I would notice.
That's why I thought of it. Like, we were joking around as we were starting up here, and Zach said something about, just don't ask a question that's going to take 5 minutes at the end about an assistant coach. I said, you should ask it again. I bet Sal won't even remember that you asked him about it on Tuesday. And now here we are. Yeah. So anyway.
Right.
So it's wrapped up, and do these get shorter every year, or has it been about this amount of Rochester practices now for a few years running?
It's actually the exact same amount as last year. 11 total practices out at St. John Fisher, 10 open to the public fans. So, I know people look at the schedule, say 10. It's actually 11. The exact same amount last year. And I think the same amount the year before. There might have been 12, but I think it was also the same. So I think for a few years now we've had the same. It goes pretty quick. It's like we saw people taking pictures today, say, oh, last day, that kind of thing. And I'm thinking it's like first day, last day when your kids are in school, right? Like, I remember taking that picture that first day walking on July 23rd onto campus, and now here we are today, and it's already over. It goes pretty quick, obviously, and we wait all season, camp, can't wait for camp, and as soon as it happens, it feels like it's over in the blink of an eye.
Does anything at all about how they work change once they relocate to Orchard Park? Or is it basically the same? Is there the same amount of practice field space? Like, is there – what changes, if anything, when they change sites?
Yeah, maybe even a little bit more as far as practice field, but about the same. They have that side field over at Fisher. They have a full field, another half field here in Orchard Park. No, nothing changes as far as how they operate. The only differences really are – that there's no fans, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing up to these practices. And then but nothing changes on our end from what we can watch. So for the next couple of weeks until the regular season, essentially, the media is still there for every part of practice. We can still only show you certain parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't film the 11-on-11, the offense against defense, 7-on-7 stuff. But we're there for the whole practice. When the regular season starts, all we get to do, as you know, is watch warm-ups, Josh Allen throwing to receivers, some offensive line work a little bit. Then we go to the media room for an hour and a half or so. We come back out because the team is working on game plan. So that makes sense. But nothing changes from our standpoint. The only thing that might be different, too, is logistically how things could operate Bulldog, meaning like injuries and stuff like that, right? Which is the field house is right there with everything they need. Their locker room is right there, as opposed to having that long runway where you go back. Here you have that tent outside. So it might be a little bit different when guys are working that at camp you do see guys working outside the tent. And sure, you do that on the track or off to the side or in Orchard Park. But there's also a chance that maybe we don't see a guy because he's not too far away, literally in the building, working in that training room that's, you know, right next door. So that's the only thing logistically that's different, obviously.
Sal, let me ask you about a couple of players positionally, especially at the linebacker position right now. The top three seems pretty secure. Really, the last 2 days, I would say, I've seen a lot about Matt Milano looking healthy. I saw a couple of tweets from you and some of your other colleagues there that cover the Bills as well. Where have your sort of progress from? I also maybe want to lump Trey White into this and how important it probably is for these guys to actually get an offseason regimen rather than, you know, rehabbing injuries. And especially as veterans, like how important is that for these guys? And how noticeable has it been, obviously, for Trey White, but for Matt Milano as well, who got a full offseason and wasn't rehabbing all offseason like he had been the last 2 years?
Yeah, it means a ton. It means a ton, especially these guys who, you know, they've had some wear and tear, but they know their body. They know what they need. They know how to kind of get prepared for a season. And yeah, Trey White is now close to 2 years, I guess, removed from the Achilles injury. He played all last year, started with the Rams, went to the Ravens, and you guys heard the Hard Knocks conversation with Sean McDermott and Terry Pegula. And it's something I noted here a few months ago when they signed Tre'Davious White, which is the Bills felt that Tre'Davious White kind of was on an upward swing when he got to the Ravens and through the last several weeks there, even leading into the playoff game against the Bills. Then he ends the season, and he has an entire offseason to really work out, not worry about those injuries. He's not going to be on PUP. He's not going to be having to take time during the regular season. I think that physically and mentally, that just means so much to these guys. They know they have a full offseason to get healthy to work out. Same thing with Matt Milano. He did have a bit of a hamstring issue in the AFC Championship game that happened the week before that, but he did play in the game. And, you know, by and large, he was pretty much, you know, mostly healthy coming back from the injury that he had, the biceps injury he had early in the season. Because remember, he got on the field for, you know, 4 or 5 games at the end of the regular season. It means a lot. I think a lot of the young guys, too, are the same thing. I think second-year players, this is big for guys. Second-year players, that full off season they have and they're dovetailing into training camp is so different than when they don't know where they're going to play. They're doing the banquet circuit and the bowl game circuit and the pro day circuit and then visiting teams. Like, to have the ability to set your feet, know where you are for a full off season with all your coaches, I think can make all the difference in the world for guys.
Yeah, you know, I heard Steve Tasker today with Matty Glab on One Bills Live on my way in. I often hear, like, you know, a good 20 minutes of that show on my drive into the studios, and Steve was talking about that difference from year one to year two, and even year two to year three, but certainly the big leap in comfort level, right? Knowing where you're going to live, right? Just all the stuff that, you know, and he was saying, like, veterans, they want to try to help, but you can't know what each guy is stressing about, right? Because everybody's going to be stressing about something different, and there's just so much that would be swirling around you. I think it'd be pretty hard to sort of keep your feet right under you the whole time.
Yeah, and I think McDermott, or being invited by McDermott, I asked him about this kind of thing towards the end of minicamp, which is, hey, what's the message of guys about staying in shape and things like that and working out? And, you know, he indicated, like, hey, everybody's kind of different too, right? And not only are they different, we know that. They're different at different points of their own careers. So what was good for you as a younger player on what you need is different than what you need now in how many years. So even if a rookie asks a veteran, what do? That might not be the best plan for him, but maybe it's a better plan for him a few years from now. So you have to have that communication, and you have to figure that out in your own. Now, they're done with training camp here at St. John Fisher, back in Orchard Park tomorrow. This continues, as we said. They're going to keep on. They're in their season right now. It's not like they have this long layoff, but they're still at a point where you got to try and get healthy. You have to do everything you can. The difference now is, as opposed to a month or a month and a half ago, I'd say, you're not on your own now. You're here at the facility. If you were rehabbing, if you had something going on, yeah, you could be at the facility, but that's kind of more of an unofficial capacity back then. Now it's you're on the roster, you're with the trainers, you're with the coaches, and you're checking in the facility and doing all this stuff while your teammates are on the field. And I think that dynamic needs to be adhered to.
So when you were mentioning Trey White a few minutes ago, you mentioned Hard Knocks and the telling of his story. And one thing we didn't touch on yesterday that I never even thought to mention, I don't think, maybe I did briefly at one point. Have you known, like, I know he was gone for a year here, but has he always been running a hill or some hill after practice, like was shown on Hard Knocks? Because I'd never heard that about him, and I was just curious if you had ever known that was something that he liked to do, or is that something he just started doing this year?
I had never seen him do it before or heard about him doing it before. If he had, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't even know if Hard Knocks didn't show it, right? Maybe he's always been doing it,
right?
And we've never known. Maybe it's something he started this year because he just wants to strengthen his legs. I don't think any of my colleagues asked him about it. I have to go look, but the next time we talk to Tre'Davious, I think that's a good question to ask him and try to find out. But no, I had no idea that he was doing these hills. You know what I'm thinking? I'm like, boy, the St. John Fisher coaches are watching this and they're getting some ideas right now.
Right. That's a thought. A thought I had was tree roots. Right. I was just like, right. I mean, we get teams always kind of freak out, rightly so, about the quality of the turf and the footing, especially these preseason games. If stadiums are hosting all kinds of other events, and I've got a guy who's got like two devastating season ending injuries that wrecked his career with the Bills at one time running these hills. I was just like, I hope the trainers are okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that those are things I would hope that you kind of let people know you're doing. But maybe and there's no kind of other way to do it.
Yeah,
seemed like everything seemed pretty safe, but you hope that he keeps it safe. It's one thing that just showed out that that when you do watch that though, I think you get a sense. And if you've known Tre'Davious White, you've known this already, and the Bills have always said it about him, but you really do see how important it is to him. You see how hard of a worker he is to want to play football and be available for his teammates.
No question about that. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline with us as practice at St. John Fisher University wrapped up today, and the Bills will shift to Orchard Park, New York, starting tomorrow for a walkthrough. They've got a preseason game on Saturday at 1 o'clock against the Giants. We found out that rookie Jackson Dart will play in the game. That's really all we know about the Giants, at least that I know anyway. And we know that Josh Allen will not play in the preseason. And Sal, I don't want to get too far down the road, but the way McDermott talked about Allen, and even the way Allen talked about his relationship with the coach and doing what he's told, I feel like maybe this is a year where Allen, I would bet on him not playing at all in the preseason myself.
Be an interesting bet. We've been talking about it in media circles. I think a lot of us believe he might play next week against the Bears. But you could very well be right. Maybe they use next week's just a joint practice on Friday to be able to give Josh that work. Maybe that's what it is. Last year he did that, but he also was scheduled to play against the Steelers. As you noted earlier, I know that the field was wet. That didn't happen. So I guess at this point I wouldn't be surprised either way. I could see him not playing at all. I mean, he's not going to play in that final game. He's not playing against Tampa, right? So it really is going to come down to if he plays against the Chicago Bears next week. I still wouldn't be stunned if he played Bulldog, to be quite honest with you. I think the Bills still feel value in having some reps, but maybe that's a tell that the starters are playing except for Josh Allen this week, right? Well, if you're not playing him now, then when are you playing him, I guess would be the question.
Sal, I want to ask you about Cole Bishop, who's still out but looks like he's getting close to returning. Taylor Rapp goes out, I think, yesterday, knee injury. They said he's expected to miss about a week or so, nothing serious. I know for me and how this team always talks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's McDermott or Bobby Babich always talks about, you know, the valuable reps that these guys get in practice. I would imagine it's been disappointing for Cole Bishop and for the team being such a big year for him, kind of not giving him that starting safety position, but giving him at least the streamlined, you know, kind of path to that, to the starting position there. How concerned are you? How concerned are maybe, you know, the coaches on this team, that, you know, he's missed another good chunk of training camp going into his season? That's, let's face it, I think a very important one for Cole Bishop.
I'm concerned, and I'm guessing the coaches are concerned that, you know, he's just had this lack of availability here over the first couple of years. And with that, last year came him being pretty far behind, enough that he really couldn't have a chance to get on the field. And as I've said a few times, when a rookie misses a time, it's exponential. It's not the same as Dawson Knox or Spencer Brown, who have been in these systems, who can just kind of seamlessly walk back in. Really, physically is the only thing they have to think about. This is mental reps, or this is mentally as well, knowing where you're supposed to be and getting on the same page mentally and physically with your entire defense. So I'm concerned. I'm guessing the Bills are, but we also, you know, the fact that he'll be back, I'm sure, is also something they're, you know, obviously encouraged by, that it's not some sort of major long-term injury. But I don't know, guys. I mean, they're going to have a plan here at safety, because they're missing their top two guys now. The starters are playing. What does that mean? Who is that? Is that DeMar Hamlin, Derek Forrest? Is it DeMar and Cam Lewis? We'll find out on Saturday. But, you know, I mean, it's not an ideal situation at a position that many people had already thought was a questionable position, or at least one of the more questionable positions on the Bills roster heading in to training camp.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Cam Lewis too. I wasn't stunned, but I was a little surprised he was listed at safety with the second pairing and not at nickel corner, which is a position that Brandon Bean himself has talked a lot about Cam Lewis being good enough to start across the league for a lot of teams. Is that maybe something to you, or is it just that's how the position's kind of shaking out with Jordan Hancock there too?
I think it's more the latter, Nate, but it is interesting. I did note it. You know, I think it's more of a, we're going to put one here and one there. Mm-hmm. I still think that Cam Lewis is the first guy in if something happens to Taron Johnson. So that's the way I look at it. Could it change, and could it be Jordan Hancock's the first person in and Cam Lewis is strictly a safety? Sure, especially with all the injuries at safety right now. Like with all the injuries, they may say, look, Cam, we're just going to keep you there right now because we need people, and we need to make sure that we're set right there. And with a guy we can trust, well, then what happens then is Jordan Hancock goes to nickel corner and he gets a lot more of those reps. So I think circumstance dictates it, Nate. But when everybody's healthy, I still believe that Cam Lewis is the first guy in if something were to happen to Taron Johnson.
So I want you to take us or help us go through what McDermott said today about James Cook, because it's possible that someone in our audience saw some tweets around the time that McDermott was speaking before practice started about him expecting James Cook to be out there and thought, oh, wow, James didn't make, well, and then, you know, a few hours later find out, oh, he wasn't out there at all, didn't take part, and wondering like what exactly happened. But it turns out, I think McDermott was just speaking the way he speaks generally about anyone who's healthy, yes. Right, is what happened.
That's
there.
Right. When he basically, I think this is very similar in a way to the Stephon Diggs situation at minicamp a couple of years ago, which is when he said, I'm disappointed, because he's always disappointed if someone's not practicing, right? And then in this situation, I'm expecting them to practice because he expects people to practice if they're there.
Right.
And unless he hears otherwise or knows otherwise, you know, then I think that he would have that attitude. I expect him to practice until I see otherwise, right?
Right.
He didn't use the last part of that. But I think that's where that comes from. And when he says it, I think he's using the general terms that he would for anybody that is on the team and healthy, that he would be expecting them to practice. And then obviously we go out there, he was not practicing. In fact, he was not seen at all today. Not to my eyes, and I don't think my colleagues, but I've got to check if anybody saw him after. But from anything I saw, nobody saw James Cook out there at all today, even on the side.
And I know that Sean McDermott did clarify that he has been taking part in what, like classroom stuff and even walkthrough stuff?
Yeah, and the walkthrough stuff, I believe, I'll go back and check, but I think that's correct. He did clarify that, but to me, it's funny because Joe and Jeremy asked me about that this morning, and my answer was, well, I would assume he is doing all that, because if not, then the team can fine him. Now you can fine people like in that situation because you're on the team, you're there, and you're not going to meetings or you're late, right? You can fine guys for stuff like that. So I would think that that's the case. They can't fine him for not practicing. That's not in the CBA allowed. So it makes sense that he's been there. He's going through all these, you know, meetings and everything off the field, but obviously he's not practicing right now.
Do you know if anyone has asked, and this is not me implying that someone should have, or you should have, I'm not trying to do your job for you. Has anyone asked McDermott if he knows why Cook stopped coming out like he was out there on Sunday and, you know, interacting with coaches and teammates and mental reps and all that, and then Monday there was very little of that, and then since then, nothing. I'm wondering if the team told him to just stay inside. There's no point in you being outside. But I wonder if anybody's asked him that.
Nobody's asked him that, so okay. I wouldn't be able to answer that. No, I've not heard anybody ask him that.
All right. Sal, the Yankees won yesterday. They did not blow it.
No, that's good. That's good. See, I can be optimistic, Sal, again because you know they yesterday I thought that was that was the case. Do we do best of?
Yeah, today? I was just opening up my notes to make sure we got to it because it's the last day of training camp at St. John Fisher University, so we should get a final training camp best of from you.
And this is the day where I just want to say, the best of is everything about camp and the fans coming out and the players interacting with them. It's just special. You see it on Hard Knocks. This is not what all these teams do anymore. They don't go away like this. And even and some do have fans where they, you know, where they train. But like today, Josh Allen taking a lap around the track at the end of practice, shaking fans' hands. And this has become a yearly routine. But just all the fans who showed up, it was just a really great atmosphere this year. The volunteers, I think I mentioned this yesterday, they're teachers. A lot of them are teachers in the Rochester area who, for their summer job, they're the ones who walk around and make sure that everybody knows where they're going and kind of help out and look at the badges and things like that. So I just think the best of training camp was training camp itself and how everybody enjoyed it, and it was a great atmosphere.
All right. That is the best of training camp brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Sal, thanks a lot for this and everything all through camp. And I know, you know, the beat will go on with us even starting tomorrow when you're in here with me co-hosting or on with me. I don't know if you'll be here or not. No pressure. But look forward to that and the game on Saturday. Sal, have a good weekend. Well, I shouldn't say have a good weekend. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Sorry, I'm rushing.
I'll be there. I should be there. At 3 o'clock, I'll see you.
That's awesome.
Before.
All right, look forward to it. All right.
Yep.
There's Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. And again, his coverage, all our coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We will hit up a timeout, and Nate and I will spend a little time with the depth chart in particular. I don't know how much we've only been together just the one day earlier this week. There's a lot of names of guys that seem to me like they should be on the team on the defensive line, and there's just not going to be room for everyone here. So I want to run through that with you and get some thoughts from you on where that stands. They do have the suspensions of a couple guys that may help in the short term, but once we get through that, there's just a lot of bodies.
We also have to talk about Mac Hollins.
What's going on with Mac Hollins?
He's getting some hate.
Okay, well,
he is not as appreciated in New England as he is here.
Oh, okay.
There's even an OutKick article about him.
Okay, I did see some reference. I saw some Bills fan comment on a post about him saying if they don't love you, come on back here, we'll take you. But I didn't know that there was something behind that.
We'll have less than half a second on the other side. I'll read the quote.
Oh no, we're going right to the top of the hour here. So
we'll
get to
in
it
10
eventually.
Minutes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So you trying to run the show? You want to do Zach's job now? You and that stupid mustache. All right, Nate. Nate, get that did not need to be said. Nate's in for Mike for now. I know he may leave. I'm being rude. I'm Bulldog. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.